We all know that our population is ageing, and anything that can help in addressing some of the problems that we have to do with that is going to be very, very welcome. We're joined now by Associate Professor Jonathan Sturm, and he's doing research into Alzheimer's. So I'd say, Jonathan, we're all more aware these days of how much something like Alzheimer's is affecting us. Do we realise just how much it is affecting us?
Yeah, thanks, Jane. Thanks for having me on. Look, it's certainly an increasing problem. I was just having a look at the latest figures, and there's, you know, well over 400,000 Australians who have dementia at the moment, and those numbers are climbing. It's the second commonest cause of death now in Australia, and it's the
I find that quite amazing, actually.
Yeah. It's also the greatest cause of disability for people over 65. So it's an enormous problem, and so far the treatments that we've had, you know, they're of a modest benefit, but not that great, and hence all this effort into trying to find better treatments.
Do we actually understand how Alzheimer's works?
Still a little bit controversial. We know that that there's some damage to the brain that occurs when abnormal proteins get laid down, like amyloid, and tangles form in the brain that interfere with thinking. And we know neurotransmitter levels in the brain drop, and all that leads to impaired memory, but not just memory, also problems with finding words and knowing where you are in space and planning. And so all those deficits add up to people not being able to function so well in everyday life, so they may no longer be able to drive or look after themselves or do their hobbies. So it's complicated, but we're trying to work it out.
So is there a new way of looking at treating Alzheimer's that's coming up with this new trial that you're involved in?
Yeah, well, this study is very interesting. It's a new approach. It turns out that high cortisol levels in the brain damage the memory structures, and this new study looks at a compound that lowers the level of cortisol in the brain. And in animal studies, it looked to be very effective, and in studies on humans, it looks like it's quite safe. So this is an early study. There's about 170 people taking part to look to see whether there's signs that it could be effective in actually treating Alzheimer's disease. So it looks very promising. It's novel, and but it's early. So if the study looks promising with the results, that would then lead to, you know, a much bigger, longer study before a drug became widely available. But it is exciting, and we're taking part in it on the Central Coast.
The Central Coast will be involved.
Yeah, we will. We've actually been doing dementia studies for the last 15 years or so, so we've got quite a track record with it. So this in Australia, there's some sites in Melbourne, one in Sydney, and up here on the Central Coast.
So what's the name of this new drug that you're trialling?
It's like all these things, it's got some unpronounceable and unrememberable name, but Xanamem is the name that's been given, Xanamem. So, you know, patients who have Alzheimer's disease would be eligible to take part, and probably the best way would be if their GP sent through a referral and we could have a look and see whether they met the criteria or not.
So you are looking for people to take part in this study?
We are. So it's looking at people with mild disease, and so it's not aimed at people who are already badly affected by Alzheimer's. But we'd be certainly happy to take calls and screen people to see who might be eligible.
And would you be against people from Newcastle and the Hunter taking part as well?
Not at all. We love people from Newcastle.
I'm pleased to hear that.
It's not too far to come up to up to the Central Coast. So some patients do travel to take part in the study, so we'd be very open to that, of course.
Fine. So if it is successful, what sort of time frame are we looking at before it's readily available?
It does take a long time, so this study would take place over the next couple of years, and then there would probably, if it was looking successful, launch straight into a big study that would then take another 2 or 3 years. So probably still maybe 6 to 7 years away if all went really well in terms of it being widely available.
Now, how can we find out more? I suppose, as you say, going through our GP would be the best way of taking part in the study.
Yeah, that's right. If the GP referred to Central Coast Neurosciences Research or myself, Dr. Sturm, or my colleague, Dr. Crimmins, and faxed through referrals, we could screen them and at least get back to people to say whether they were eligible or not.